Welcome back, world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. This hour we have a return visit here with Steve Bozell for just a few seconds to talk with us about the game yesterday and the wearing of pink shoes by quarterbacks in the NFL, and does that pose a risk to them as far as being targeted by defensive players? You're wearing pink shoes, maybe they want to give you an extra hit of some kind that could cause some injury. R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy, though, is joining us now. And the story is that there was a British man who has been charged with hacking NASA and U.S. military computers. He was arrested in England over the weekend, I believe. And along with some other people, has been charged with conspiracy to access a U.S. department or agency computer without authorization. And charged with one count of that and one count of conspiracy, meaning that there's more than one person. R.C., how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, Mr. Henry. This is a very important case, I'm sure you understand.
All right, now you're at a military academy. Tell people listening right now why this is of interest to you.
Well, this has become a very interesting area for me and other cadets here, because the war against terror and the war against people that is, you know, are going to be against America is changing. It used to be that it was about the terrorists, but now that Bin Laden was killed by the SEAL team, now it's a different war. Now we got to look into other areas where they're going to be, because right now it doesn't look very promising. I don't think that any of us is going to get into any of the, you know, the real shooting matches that was, you know, characterized the early parts of the war.
Well, I mean, you sound like you're a little disappointed in that, are you?
Well, you know, forgive me for being a little blunt, but I mean, that should be obvious. I mean, I'm in a military academy.
No, I know that, and obviously it's what you train for, which is combat, but you don't want to get into a war. I mean, you want to neutralize the enemy of this country any way you can, right?
Well, I mean, I would prefer to be in uniform and taking up arms against the enemy of the United States of America. That's what I prefer to do. I mean, there's a lot of guys might want to do a lot of things, but, you know, Patrick Henry, one of the great Americans early on, said, you know, I don't know about, I mean, I don't know how he said it exactly. Watson, is Cadet Watson's here. He knows about it, you know. Yeah, Cadet Watson says that, you know, Patrick Henry...
No, wait, who is Cadet Watson?
Oh, here.
Well, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
And what was it that Patrick Henry said?
He said, I know not what others choose, but...
I know not what others are going to choose.
Yeah, I know not what others choose.
I know not what others will choose, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
I think there's more, but...
Well, I mean, if there's more, then I doubt it, because Watson's pretty good.
Well, yeah, okay, but he didn't have all of it.
Well, he would have, but I think he's probably just being nice to you, right?
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot, Watson. So, yeah, I know not what other men choose.
Yeah, I know not what other men choose, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Well, it's the same thing with taking up arms against the enemy of the United... Hey, you guys turn that down. Deacon, turn it down, will you? I know not what others choose, but give me liberty or give me death. Well, what I say is I know not what others choose, but as for me, I'd rather take up arms... Hold on. You guys got to turn it down, okay? Because I'm on the radio right now? Yeah. What station are you on in the Alhambra area, in the Aladena area, Mr. Henry?
Just have them listen online, okay?
You can listen online. You can listen online. What? Well, I don't know when it's over.
Hey, R.C., we're going to have to...
I'm sorry. So, Patrick Henry said, I know not now what others are going to choose, but B, I would choose death,
He said, I know not now what others choose, but as for me...
I know not now what another would choose, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Well, by the same token, Mr. Henry, I know not now... I not know now... Not...
I know not now what others may choose.
I know not now what others may choose, but as for me, I'd rather go to war against the enemies of this country than be on a computer and, you know, doing it that way. But since I don't really have that choice that's been taken away from me, then I would go and find these people that are hacking into our Defense Department.
Okay, now the guy that got arrested here is a British man charged with hacking into U.S. government computers and stealing personal data?
Yeah, the guy's name is Lori Love. That's a guy, and that's what they name their kids over there. I mean, at least there is one guy name that's Lori, and that's this guy's name. And he was arrested on Friday at his home in Stradstall, England. And he's been charged with conspiracy and accessing a U.S. Department computer. Now, this guy, apparently, with other unnamed conspirators, two of them living in Australia, planted malware on government computers and stole the names of people that are working there and their personal information. And when I heard about that, it really made me mad, because they're probably going to take that personal information and get credit cards and stuff, and a lot of stuff. So I'd recommend that anybody that works at the U.S. Department of whatever it was, that they...
What departments were compromised?
Well, there's the Missile Defense Agency and NASA, just the U.S. military.
So anybody working for the military or NASA should change all their credit cards?
Yeah, I mean, they should change... It's serious enough that I would consider, if I were them, to change your name,
change your name?
Well, they've got your information, and they've got your credit cards. They've also, they know where you live, so it would probably be good, yeah? Watson says to move, to sell your house, and just move.
Well, wait, hold on for a minute. Now, that's a big thing for people to do.
Yeah, I know that, but they've got their credit, they got the information. It was stolen.
I understand that, but you're asking people to change their name, move. Getting new credit cards, I understand. I certainly understand that entirely. You can go online and get all of your addresses changed or eliminated.
Yeah, but these guys already know, and they got 4,000. They got 4,000 names. So the first thing you've got to do is change your name.
Well, what do you think they're going to do if they had, for instance, your name, R.C. Collins?
Well, I'm not worried about me, Mr. Henry. I understand anybody that tries to come after me, especially some computer hacker from England, that's not going to be a problem at all.
That guy's not going to be the one that would come after you. And when you say come after you, what do you mean?
Well, if they came after me physically, or if they even tried to take... I don't have no credit cards or anything. Well, not now. And where I live is at a military academy, so they would have a pretty tough time dealing with me. And if they tried to come after me physically, I would definitely mess up their day. Don't worry about that at all.
All right. So let's say somebody else. Let's say me. Let's say they got my name and got my credit cards and got my address, everything.
I would, if I were you, Mr. Henry, change your name, move, and get new credit cards.
And I'm going to change my name and move. Now, I've invested years and years and years in the name Phil Henry. This has become a trademark. This name, The Phil Henry Show, this is a trademark of mine. And you want me to change my name?
Well, I would change it to something that is similar. You would have to change it to something that will not confuse your audience, and people will still find your radio show, but will not be the name Phil Henry if they compromised and got your credit card.
Change it to something, meaning what?
Well, change it to Phil, like what? Like Philbert? I know it sounds lame, but...
No, I'm not going to change my name to Philbert. Besides, that's almost the same as Phil.
Well, you'd have to, it would have to be like you don't want it to be, what's the same as Phil Henry?
Phil Henry?
What about here? Bill Henry. Like a lot of people call you that anyway, right?
A lot of people that don't hear too good, man. But for me to change my name to Bill Henry would screw up a lot of people who know the show.
Yeah, but a lot of people call you Bill Henry. You could say, hi, this is Bill Henry. I used to be Phil Henry, but I'm Bill Henry. But yeah, I am Phil Henry.
And how is that going to confuse the people that have my name?
Well, what about that one? Watson says they're not that smart. And
hold on for a minute, R.C. Something tells me I ain't taking my advice from him.
Well, that's ridiculous. You're taking your advice from some kid at a high school.
Is that a military academy?
I don't care where he is.
Yeah.
Hold on. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Talking to R.C. Collins here about the compromising of the security, really, is what we're talking about, of a bunch of people who work for the Missile Defense Agency, NASA, and other places. And found themselves with credit cards that were not just credit cards, personal information that was compromised by these hackers. The world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and R.C. Collins, along with Cadet Watson and others from Bradley Military Academy, on the line with us as we talk about a British man charged with hacking NASA and U.S. military computers. So far, you guys have told me that if any one of us were to be victimized by these jackasses, in other words, these people obtained the personal information of some 4,000 employees of either NASA or the Missile Defense Agency, a number of places, U.S. Department of Defense's Missile Defense Agency, the U.S. Army's Network Enterprise Technology Command, Environmental Protection Agency, a bunch of places. You're saying change your name, move, and get new credit cards.
Well, I mean, Mr. Avery, you asked me what the most effective way of defending yourself against. I mean, if it's up for me, if they want me to do something, I go find these guys, and I basically sit them down in a room and I'd say, you know, here's the story. You're going to give us the names of everybody what you hacked, and you're going to do it in the next, you know, hour or 2 hours, or you're going to show us to the computer or computers that you use to get these names, or there's going to be a very messy room. The room that you're in right now, it's going to be very messy, very slippery, and pretty much have the tone of red about it. And
okay, so you would beat them and torture them and everything else, but how does that help me, the guy whose name got compromised? I mean, you're telling me to change my name?
Well, we fed this into a computer that we have set up, Mr. Andy, for alternate identities, alternate names. So the people, if they're going to change their name because they got compromised by the guys what hacked it, that they get a name that is similar to, or one that is going to resonate in the mind is similar to. We mentioned Phil Henry, Bill Henry. There's also names that are unusual but work perfectly and would resonate with your listener. One of them is Barbara Landon. Another one is Martha Trial.
Wait. Are these names for me?
Are they for Phil Henry? Yes, they are.
Barbara Landon.
Yes, sir. I know it's unusual.
Well, that's a female name, R.C.
Yeah, I know. Yes, ma'am, it is. But there are names that when people hear them, they'll think, oh, yeah, Phil Henry.
Wait, how am I supposed to know that that's a fact?
Well, it's part of the computer program that we use.
You're saying that if Phil changed his name to Martha Ivers, is that the name, or what was it?
Well, Barbara Landon was one of them.
Barbara Landon, that's it. That people will think Phil Henry.
They should, yeah.
Well, I'm not changing my name to...
You change the name to Barbara Landon, man. You'd have to get like you'd have to get a vagina installed. Yeah.
What do you mean I'd have to get a vagina installed?
I don't have to listen to this.
Margaret, don't leave, please.
That is absolutely vulgar.
I'm not trying to be vulgar. Wouldn't you have to...
You'd have to get one installed.
No, you wouldn't have to get a vagina installed.
Wait, would you guys watch it with the language, okay? What is that? What is that about, man? Having to get one installed. Look it, if I had my name changed to Barbara Landon, if I absolutely had to change my name to Barbara Landon, believe me, I wouldn't get a sex change. I would just suffer through life with the name of Barbara Landon, I guess.
You know, that'd be worth it to you, huh?
Yes, I'm not going to get a sex change. Are you nuts? Why? I'm perfectly happy being a guy.
Yeah, but a lot of the masculine identity that you enjoy, Mr. Henry, would be stripped away from you, and that would be because of these computer hackers. You'd have a legal case. You'd have a civil case. You'd have a criminal case. There'd be a lot of cases that you'd be able to put on them, and that's not even talking yet about the amount of damages that you'd want.
Wait, hold on for a minute, because you guys are getting way ahead of yourselves here. I don't know that I would ever be able to sue these guys. If they took my name and they compromised my, just by the fact that they went into a computer illegally and grabbed my name, I got a civil action against them. Are you crazy? I don't have to wait to have a sex change operation. I have to change my name to Barbara Landon, which I still do not understand that at all. You know, I mean, that's something that you guys just cooked up.
No, sir, we did not cook it up. It's a computer that we use here at Bradley Military Academy. For when we learn surveillance and we learn about using computers for a dissemination of disinformation as well as, for instance, alternating identities. No, it's something that we do use. And
okay, so it's something that you do use. So what we have here is my name is taken, and what you recommend is that I get my name changed. I get my credit cards changed. I move.
Yes, sir. You'd have to because you have your place of residence has been compromised.
And where do you suggest I move to?
Well, I mean, we don't know where you live now, but let's say you live.
I live near the ocean.
All right, then you would have to move probably inland. Probably to an arid locale, a desert of some kind. You want to go to the opposite of where you live, so it would have to be underground. What's that? You would probably have to utilize some mine or some underground dwelling.
Hold on, because this is not going to happen, you know.
Phil is not going to live underground. You guys, you know, you're going to have to take something else in school besides this computer hacking defense or whatever it is, because you guys are strictly from hunger.
Well, I can tell you guys are laughing there.
Well, why would we not laugh, RC? You got me changing my name to Barbara Landon and living underground.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, that's another guy that we got more people hanging up on us, you know.
But you're not taking a guy serious.
I'm not going to take the guy serious when he tells me to change my name to Barbara Landon and move to a mine shaft because some guy in Britain hacked into a computer, got a hold of my name, got a hold of my address. What, Robert?
Well, what are you going to do, man? If a guy's got your name, he's going to compromise his security and everything like that.
You can cure a lot of problems by changing your credit card number. If the guy's got your personal address, I personally, you know, I got a nice, you know, I mean, I got no problem. I'm very, very confident with my 12-gauge shotgun and the spray radius on that on the shot coming out of that thing. Yes, I'd have to put in a new door, but somebody would have to put in a new head. So I'm totally happy with that.
Well, I mean, Phil, really, if somebody wanted to get you...
Somebody wants to get me, they're going to get me. You know, I'm not worried about that. I'm not moving, is what I'm trying to say. I'm not moving. You know, and I'm not changing my name to Barbara Landon, either.
Yeah, but that is a good chance to survive.
Oh, get out of here, will you? If you're so freaked out about your own personal safety and survival, you're changing your name to Barbara Landon and living in a mine shaft.
You laugh about it now.
Of course I'm laughing about it. The thing you got to worry about, this is the thing you got to worry about. You got to worry about whether this guy has got your credit cards, whether this guy has got your identity in terms of your driver's license. These are the things that you have to replace. And these are the things that you have to make, for instance, your attorney aware of. You need to make the DMV and whoever you're dealing with aware of this this reality. I would make sure that the fact that your identity was... or at least your personal information was compromised, I would make that very readily known to a great many people that are important to people that should know it. Attorneys should know these things. Anybody you're doing business with should know these things. All of your credit card companies should know these things. The DMV should know these things. This is what you do. Move and change my name to Barbara Landon.
Well, why would he say that?
I don't know. He says it's something that he's got a computer that figures this stuff out. Steve Bozell coming up next. And, Bud, we want to hear from you, too, as well, on the game on Sunday, the game between the Washington Redskins and the Denver Broncos. A couple of things happened that Steve wants to explain, wants to apologize for, wants to... What?
He's got nothing to apologize for. It's stuff that got did to us.
That done got did to you?
I mean, that was done to us. Sorry.
You know, if there's one thing that I want before all is said and done, before I waltz off this mortal coil, man, and that's what you speak in some English that... is a heck of a lot better than the English that you speak right now, my brother. All right, Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445. Get a backstage pass. Join us online. You got a free download, man, if you get a BSP between now and the end of the month. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Steve Bozell is up with us from yesterday's game, the game of the week, the Washington Redskins and the Denver Broncos, and a game it was. Quite a ball game with all kinds of twists and turns, and one that involved dramatic changing of leads in that football game to the point where the Broncos, who were down 21-7, eventually won the ball game, Steve. But there were some concerns that you had, and we were trying to find a part of the game where you pointed this out. But I know it was right after the sack of Robert Griffin, correct?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct. Robert Griffin got sacked 3 times in the ball game by the Denver Broncos, and wasn't a pleasant afternoon for him. But as he got sacked the last time, as I mentioned to you earlier, I noticed as his legs went up in the air, he was pretty well, and I'll try to avoid, to Ms. Gray, who's there, I'll try to avoid using the word squish, because she took such great exception to it.
Well, I took exception to it, Steve, because I thought the word squished was not a very accurate or adult or descriptive word.
Yes, ma'am, I'll take that under advisement. Thank you. Wow.
I'm not trying to embarrass you.
Well, ma'am, I would submit to you that you did. I said squished. And I thought that was a good word, but now you're telling me no? Okay, fine.
All right, well, so just what happened?
Well, what happened was he got squished, but I'm not supposed to say that, so...
You can say anything you want. Use any word you want, and there will be no criticism.
Okay, so you guys have changed your policy on that?
I don't want to argue with you about it, Mr. Bozell. If you want to say he got squished down, which is what you'd said originally...
Yes, he did, sir. He got... that's what it looked like to me. He went back to pass, and in comes Knighton or the Denver line, and he squished him down. And his legs went up in the air as he got squished. And
as he got squished. See, this is...
Okay. You know, it's all I can take, right? I'm right on the edge. I'm right on the edge of just losing it. I've been close to tears all night.
All right, sir. Everything's fine. He got squished down. Go ahead.
You're trying to talk me through this, huh?
No, I'm just... I want to get to the point here, which was that he was wearing pink boots.
Yes. As his legs went up in the air, I saw a flash of pink, and then I realized that's what's been causing the problems tonight. He's been made a target by the pink boot that he has to wear. Now, I don't know if they got together at the Breast Cancer Foundation of America and decided they were going to have a big fat laugh and get pro football players to put on little pink outfits and stuff and watch the fun begin. I don't know, but I think that it does make quarterbacks that wear the pink a target for defensive players who already hold nothing but the most, just the most rotten, the rottenest of thoughts, and they just, it's rotten to the core what they want to do to these men who play quarterback.
Well, this is a very interesting point. When you say that they were looking to be sadistic at the Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation, I thought it was very creative. And it was, as well, a sort of a play, if you will, on the whole testosterone, the testosterone-fueled sport of professional football. I thought the players and the teams were having a little bit of fun with their own image.
That's exactly how I view it. It's the players and the teams having some fun with their image as bad boys, as tough guys. They're wearing pink. that's supposed to be something that, you know, men don't wear. And there are the NFL players in solidarity with women who suffer from this disease, who suffer from this condition, who've had breast cancer, who are survivors, who are undergoing treatment now, or wherever they are along that path, that the players are saying, we are in support of these women. Some of them are our wives, some of them are our mothers, some of them are our daughters, and yeah, we'll wear pink, and we're very, very happy to do that.
And Mr. Henry, there's no one that would be more supportive of that in the world than me, were it not for the fact that while the man's out there saying, hey, I'm wearing pink, I'm in support and solidarity, and what does he get for his trouble? He gets a big 6'8", 320, 330-pound behemoth of a human, someone who is barely human from my standpoint on account of just the size of these. And I mean, I'm being facetious, but here comes something that he might as well have stepped right off the plant. He might as well have just stepped right off the ramp that Plateau had just been on. You know, Plateau come down, now come down defensive end for the Denver Broncos, now come down another Plateau.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the gigantic robot that came down the ramp.
The gigantic robot that came down the ramp.
Did you ever see the Klaatu?
Yeah, it was Klaatu.
I know Klaatu was the giant. Oh, the day the Earth stood still?
The day the Earth, not the day the Earth stuttered. That's
day the Earth stuttered. Yow!
Easy. The day the Earth stood still?
Yeah, the day the Earth stood still. That was the gigantic robot. Well, that robot that they had in the day the Earth stood still, that's about the size of the man that come in to the backfield of the Washington Redskins, just came in pretty as you please, just waltzed right in pretty as you please, and said, oh, I think I'm going to take this quarterback, and I'm going to hurt him bad. And he did. And
well, we don't know how bad he was hurt. I understand that I saw after the game, some people are saying that Kirk Cousins is now the starting quarterback. I don't know if he's out for the season. I will definitely apprise myself of that. But
well, Mr. Henry, they were serious enough to bring in this backup quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who went in there and basically just gave it, just went ahead and gave it to the pooch in ways that was a smiling pooch, I'll tell you. And
wait, hold on for a minute, man. That's a guy that comes off the bench, did the best he could. What do you mean, gave it to the pooch? That guy was trying to help his team off the bench in a terrible football game that his team's getting their asses beat. His quarterback's gone out injured. That's a tough situation.
Well, it may be a tough situation, but a tougher situation is to be a guy wearing pink and having a big guy come in on you. And Mr. Ennett, was not an easy game for me. You know, I was calling that game. That's another the number two thing I wanted to bring up.
Now, we're going to get to that in a minute, but I just want to settle this whole idea once and for all of the pink making them a target. Has anybody approached the National Football League with this belief?
I do not know.
Are you going to?
I would very much like to. I'm going to fire off a telegram to Commissioner Chris. I don't even know what's his name.
He's Commissioner.
The Commissioner of the NFL?
Yeah.
It's that guy. What's his name?
I don't know.
That hard ass.
Well, what's his name?
I don't know. Margaret?
I don't know what his name is.
Well, he's a real hard ass, and he fines players. So maybe he'll. I don't know why I usually know the names of the commissioners of the NFL, but Goodall, is that his name?
You mean the monkey lady?
What do you mean the monkey lady?
Well, who was the lady that knew the chimpanzees?
Margaret Mead?
No, Jane Goodall.
That ain't Jane. That's a woman, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that ain't the commissioner of the NFL.
All right.
I ought to hang up on you, Bozell. You know, the number of times you hang up on me, I ought to hang up on you for being so freaking dumb.
You are pretty dumb, Bozell.
Hey, I'll take it from Henry, but not from you. I'll take it from Henry because I got to, but from you, I ain't going to take it. You understand that? Henry, yes. You, no. Henry, I...
Yes, we get it. You'll take it from me, but not from him. Okay, so what did you want to say to this lady in Boulder?
The lady in Boulder, Colorado, Kathleen Bernern. Kathleen Benubi. Kathleen Benubi. B-E-N-E-B-E. She says it's Benubi, so I don't know.
Okay.
She heard me use the phrase that the Denver Broncos were able to work it into the end zone lickety-split. Now, those are my exact words. When she heard that phrase, she fired off a telegram to me, Western Union,
It got to my house after the game.
Your house?
Well, I mean the office, I should say. It didn't go to my house, but went to the office, the Henry Radio office, after the game ended. But she fired it off, Western Union.
Wait a minute. She didn't send you an email?
No, she sent me a telegram.
Sent you a telegram? Wow.
Why didn't she send an email?
I don't know. I mean, most people, I mean, a lot of people send telegrams.
Not that, not anymore. I mean, it's usually, unless they want to reach somebody who is otherwise they're not able to reach, it's usually email. Anyway, what did it say?
It said, I'm very disappointed in your play-by-play, you talking about spitting on your hand and working it in. Sincerely, Kathleen Benubi.
Read that again.
Dear Mr. Bozell, I'm very disappointed by your announcing this afternoon, you spitting on your hand and working it in. Sincerely, Benubi.
Well, did she give her first name?
No, just says Benubi.
Well, how do you know what her first name is?
Well, she said it was Kathleen when I talked to her later.
Oh, you talked to her?
Yes, sir, I did. I did. I called her up. I didn't mention that. I called her up.
Oh, okay. And what did you say to her?
Well, I said that I was disappointed in myself, and I suggested that she wanted to talk more about it. She said, well, yeah, she done did. And I said, well, you know, how about over a cocktail? And she said, that sounds pretty good to me. I said, I could, you know, so I'm going to talk. She's a listener. I'm not trying to pick her up. She's got a husband and kids and everything. So, if he's listening, I just want her husband to know I would never try to pick your wife up.
Did she say yes?
Yeah, she did say yes. So I would say to the husband, she did say yes, in case you wanted to beat me up. I mean,
You're actually giving more information here than we need, Steve. I think it's enough to say that you're going to discuss with her concerns about whatever it is she thought she heard.
Yeah, and whatever else is going on, we don't need to know about it.
Well, okay, but we're going to meet, you know, when she flies into L.A. Well, she's flying into L.A. anyway. She says she's got to come into L.A. to go see Disneyland or something. I don't know. And
she's got to come into L.A. to go see Disneyland?
Yes, sir.
So she's got to.
She said that she had to, yeah.
Why?
Because she wants to go. She's a tourist. What do you mean?
Why does she gotta come to L.A.?
Because she's gotta see Disneyland. That's the way she said it.
So she's gonna come to L.A. because she's gotta see Disneyland?
Yeah, she said, I gotta go to Disneyland, so as long as I'm in town, let's have a cocktail. Do you know any bars in around Disneyland? I said, yeah, I know a couple. I mean, I kind of laughed because the ones I know around Disneyland, I wouldn't exactly take a lady to them, but hey, you know. Well, I mean, I'm trying to give you the information you need, Mr. Henry.
Okay, that's fine. Thanks a lot, Steve. Good luck.
Okay.
What's the matter with that?
There's nothing the matter. He's an idiot, and he's going to get himself killed. That's what's the matter with that. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're coming back here with our final segment on the program. Reminder that we're online at philhenryshow.com. Bobby Dooley's podcast, some big things coming up in the days ahead. Bobby is going to be interviewing Dana Gould, the great comic, as well as the Sklar brothers. And, you know, her podcast is a weekly now. So it's a daily, I should say. So each and every day, there is a brand spanking new podcast out from Bobby Dooley. I suggest you check it out on the Sideshow Network or at philhenryshow.com and enjoy. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Show here, and we're going to go out tonight with a Lou Reed song. I hadn't thought about doing it because generally if someone has passed on who we admire and respect, who is a musician, we'll play a song from them as we close the show or something relevant if it happened on the day of the broadcast. But Lou Reed passed on this past weekend, so I didn't think of it till Matt mentioned it, so we will go out with a Lou Reed song, and that doesn't give us a whole lot of time here. Margaret, do you have any...
Yes, I'd just like everyone to remember my fan page, which is facebook.com/Margaret Gray or facebook.com/Margaret Gray Fans. I don't know the name of the fan page. What is it?
Well, I thought it's called the Margaret Gray Fan Club or something.
Yes, it's the Margaret Gray Fan Club. And I was posting there the different clubs that I sing at on the weekends. I was at the Ham Hock. Frank has booked me into some toilets, so You know,
Yeah, what's the ham hock?
It's a dump. That's all you need to know. But I do post my set list, and I'm going to post the set list that I would have had this past weekend.
Did you not play anywhere this past weekend?
No, I did not. I told Frank that I wanted to take a weekend off from these toilets that he was booking me into, and I said to him, you book me into one more crap can, and have a care. You'll rue the day that your mother and your father ever discovered something called, not sex, but the kind of sex that they practiced, which was...
Okay, I don't want to know about anything like that. So, all right, so in other words, you didn't have your gig last weekend.
I didn't have the gig, but I want everyone to know that our fan page is there at Facebook, and my friend page is there as well.
Okay, and you're also on, Margaret, you're on Twitter, and Bud, you're on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/TheBudDickman. That's TheBudDickman.
And Robert, are you...
No, man, I don't do any of that.
Robert doesn't do social media, which I don't get. I think it's very weird of you, Robert, not to do, you know...
Social media? I don't think so. Robert, I my hat's off to you. My beret is off to you tonight for not doing social media, because if I had a choice, I wouldn't do it either. It is absolutely the most time-consuming, psychotic, weird... It's just, it's a weird environment. I mean, I've met a lot of people, and I've made a lot of friends. There's no question... But there is also an aspect to it that's just, it's just like, I don't know how to describe it, man. It's not very comfortable.
Now that you've said that and done that and insulted everyone, what is your Twitter account?
My Twitter account is twitter.com/realphilhenry. Here's Lou Reed. Good night, everyone. See you tomorrow night. We'll be right back.
Archibald and Sharon.